This is Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK. I'm Cara Laurence. Dee Dee and the Dreamers, a part of Michigan's Earthwork Music Collective, centers around the singular sound of singer and songwriter Dee Dee Alder accompanying herself on marimba. With violist Josh Holcomb in the mix, with a variety of effects and additional vocals, they can create a wide palette of sounds. As we'll hear today, WMUK contributor Craig Freeman brought Dee Dee and the Dreamers into WMUK's studio.
We are here with two members of Dee Dee and the Dreamers. We have Josh Holcomb and Dee Dee Alder. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hello. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. You're a duo, but you really do a great job of stretching your ensemble into a larger group than it is. So, Josh, let's start with you. What instruments will you be playing today?
So we're going to start out really easy with pretty much a totally acoustic song here. I'm going to be playing viola, and I'm not singing for this one. Dee Dee's going to be doing that.
Yeah, I will be playing marimba. At my performances, I either play vibraphone or marimba, and I've just been kind of deciding that 2017 is a marimba year for me. So people that have seen us before maybe have seen me play vibraphone, but I'll be playing that. And both of those are mallet percussion instruments. So it's kind of like a xylophone is what most people know. And a marimba is a sort of bigger, warmer version of that. And a vibraphone is a metallic version of that. So it'll just be two acoustic instruments and vocals.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Little Bean.
Take a little bean. She contains everything. She is a little seed. Go and plant her in the spring. Wait a little time as she begins to climb. You gotta water that thing so she can spread her leaves. The soil and the sun will guide her. Her breath and the rain will wash her cares away. Inspire us. She will grow. We will grow. Trim down the weeds for your little bean. It means everything. Let her grow big and green. One day, you'll be surprised to see she's blossoming. She's blossoming. The soil and the sun will guide her. Her breath and the rain will wash her cares away. Inspire us. She will grow. We will grow. Take a little time, leave our cares behind, to enjoy this life. It's our choice every time. No need to sprint ahead and leave our friends behind. It's a marathon, life's a marathon. A breath and the wind will guide us. The soil and the sun will keep us rooted down. The beauty of this life will inspire us. Right outside, the wind calls, will we recognize? Let our spirit rise, can't be trapped inside. The choice is mine, this is all of our lives. Our breath and the wind will guide us. The soil and the sun will keep us rooted down. The beauty of this life will inspire us.
Back with two members of Dee Dee and the Dreamers, Dee Dee Alder and Josh Holcomb, live in WMK's Takeda studio with Martin Clem engineering. The tune we just heard was Little Bean. Is marimba your main instrument, or did you get a start with percussion?
Actually, it's a funny story. I started in sixth grade band, and I was starting 1 year late. And I went to the school, and she said, well, just pick any instrument that you want, which normally kids had to choose clarinet, or, you know, they need to fill out their sections. So I had free rein, and I saw one of the kids playing a triangle, ding, and I thought, that looks easy to learn. And so that's how I started becoming a percussionist. And as I was playing, I started to learn the xylophone, and I remember really loving it. Just really, I love this instrument. It's great. And then fast forward a bunch of years, I got into a bunch of sort of world percussion, drumming. And the cool thing is that I've been looking into it. I write my songs on a mallet percussion, so vibraphone or marimba, and I sing. And I've been looking into that, and like, nobody does that. Yeah. You know, there's not a lot of songwriters. They all have guitars, you know, or like maybe you'll see a cellist. Or there's a lot of variety and cool ones, but I feel like I have this real niche market where I'm one of the only, or maybe the only person in the United States that's doing that.
It's a very unique thing, and that's really what stood out to me when I first heard of you guys. It's mm-hmm. you don't see that a lot. And the marimba, you have the ability to play chords and accompany yourself. It really sets you apart from the guitarist, singer-songwriters. So maybe if you can give us a little bit of background on the origin of your band. Josh, you said you met Dee Dee recently.
A couple years ago at a music festival, Bliss Fest.
Actually, Josh added this before Josh came into the band, the original version of the band. I was playing a festival which was called Harvest Gathering, and I asked if I could play the closing Saturday night set, which happens at 2:30 in the morning in the barn. And the idea is I'm playing vibraphone, which is very kind of mellow harpy sound. Mm-hmm. And I thought that we could kind of get the people to go to sleep rather than like rage all night. So it's kind of a way that me and the programmers figured out to kind of get people sleepy. So the idea of the set was to sort of get people sleepy. So I named my band Dee Dee and the Dreamers. And I, you know, asked just some musicians to help play with me. And that's the original formation of the band. And after we played that show, we realized how well it fit our musical tastes and how it was a really wonderful name and how we loved playing music together. So the band started from that show. And so when Josh came along, he fit right in. Like, we got along, obviously, really well. But he also has this dreamer quality that all the band members have. They're sort of, they're men, and they
for
have
better or for worse.
They have, like, they're beardy, and they're not really beardy, but like trimmed beards, and they have this certain quality. I don't know. They all have a certain quality about who they are. So he fit in with the band perfectly, as if we were just waiting for him. And from then on, we've been a four-piece. And like Josh says, depending on shows, I play solo sometimes. We play as a duo a lot and do some of the same tunes and some different tunes. And then we have the four-piece band, which is percussion, bass, viola, and marimba.
We should say, too, there are many other, what do we call them? Other
Part-time dreamers
throughout Michigan and perhaps beyond. And we love to bring in other people for a show here or there. Just depending on who's around, you know, who's up for it.
Right.
But yeah, we like to collaborate a lot.
That's great. That gives you freedom to do what you want, mm-hmm. when you yes. want, and spread the dreamer message.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Well, why don't we move into the next tune, a little more folk-based, and we just talked about all those wonderful instruments, but I think this one is void
a cappella.
Of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you tell us about the next tune you're going to play?
Yeah, so Dear One is a little tune I wrote to make up with a boyfriend that was not Josh at the time I was fighting with. But you got to keep the songs, right? You always keep the songs. That's what you learn about life. And
I pretend it's about me.
I pretend it's about him.
It works.
It's modular.
Yeah, so
that's right.
So Dear One I wrote, and it's just this really sweet, you know, simple, melodic, a cappella piece that is really catchy and feels like it's existed for 100 years.
Yeah.
An original tune, though.
Yeah, and actually, you know, when we're singing it, to me it kind of feels like it's just about love, you know. And, you know, when we're singing in front of an audience, you know, it's to the audience, you know. It's just about love and everything that goes with it. You know, there's trials and tribulations along the way, but you just gotta
keep
you
going.
Know, you just gotta keep loving.
Yeah.
And have a scat solo in the middle of all that.
Yeah. Just let it go a little bit.
So here's the tune, Dear One.
A one, a two, a one, two, three. Oh, my dear one, how I love you so. Oh, my dear one, don't ever want to let you go. Oh, my sweetie pie, don't ever want to hurt you, no. Oh, my apple of my eye, why must it be so? My sweet darling, it hurts me so when we fight. My sweet darling, I know it ain't right. Oh, my precious one, can we both shine bright? Oh, my precious one, I just want to hold you tight. My love, my dear, wash away my tears. My heart, my soul, it's you that makes me whole. My love, my dear, wash away my tears. My heart, my soul, it's you that makes me whole. Oh, my dear one, how can we move on? Oh, my dear one, I know I can run. Oh, my honey, I want to feel sweet on me. Oh, shine for me, sunny, we fill up our energy. Oh, my love, it's you I'm thinking of. Oh, my lover, there's so much to discover. Mm-hmm. Oh, my sweet, oh, will you stay with me? Oh, my sweet, I want to feel you close to me. Boom, ba-doom, boom, 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 ba-doom, doom, boom, ba-doom, doom, boom, ba-doom, boom, 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 ba-doom, boom, boom, ba-doom, boom, 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 ba-doom, boom, 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 ba-doom, boom, 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 My love, my dear, wash away my tears, my heart, my soul, it's you that makes me whole. My love, my dear, wash away my tears, my heart, my soul, it's you that makes me whole. Oh, my dear one, how I love you so. Oh, my dear one, don't ever want to let you go.
We're back with two members of DD and the Dreamers in the WMUK Takeda studio. And we just heard Dear One, and we talked a little bit about it beforehand, but it's just one of those simple, happy folk songs that kind of has a Montessori school kind of feel. It's just
I went to a Montessori school, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
You know those songs well, then.
So this is, it's an original, right? This isn't an existing folk song.
Oh, yeah.
It totally sounded like one. That's
Isn't that funny? That's why I love playing that song, because it sounds like it just fits right in, as if I was doing a cover, but it's not.
We've heard two of your songs now, and you have very different styles, and it's interesting to see how much you stretch your duo into a lot more of that. So is that something that is done out of necessity?
We can't help it. It's a problem. Our car's only so big.
Honestly, if I close my eyes, I have a marimba, a vibraphone to my left, a whole percussion rig that surrounds me so I can just rotate in a circle, and, you know, a piano maybe in there, maybe a Rhodes. So it just goes on and on. Yeah.
And a roadie to plug everything in.
And a roadie. So carrying this stuff is too much. But we try to keep it, you know, to a minor
There's
amount.
Limits.
But these songs do need, you know, some of the songs really need a percussion part.
Yeah, well, why don't we move on to the next song? The name of the tune is?
This song is called Hope. The original version of the song I wrote as I was watching one of my friends struggle with alcoholism. And I would see him kind of make progress and sort of get a good attitude and kind of climb out of the hole he was creating. And he would be doing really well for months and months, and then just watch him kind of tumble back down into it. And the process started to make me question about, like, can we really make change? Mm. Is it possible, or are we just stuck with the programming or the systems that are already happening in my life? And the next part of that lyric is, I see change blossoming all around me, but I can't change your mind. I can only accept you as you come, as you are. And so the idea is that through the process of accepting people where they're at, I think allows the change to happen. And that is on both this personal level of seeing my friend struggling, and also the greater level about just our society and sort of what we need to change and where things are going, that sometimes it feels impossible and like you're against everything's against you to change, where I think I see it is possible. So it's just a little bit of hope about how difficult that process is, but how I think we can do it if we first accept where we're at.
Mm-hmm. We are live in WMUK's Takeda studio, and this is DD and the Dreamers with Hope.
Nothing left. I want to sing a song for you about stepping up and stepping out. A life of understanding and foresight. I can see it in your eyes, but can you find it within? Can we really make change? I so want to believe we can. I see it blossom all around me, but I can't change your mind. Just accept you as you come.
Back in WMUK's Takeda studio with Didi Alder and Josh Holcomb. We just heard the tune Hope. It really blossoms into something really special.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Not to put words in your mouth.
No,
appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. I think it's important to just kind of open up, and that's the biggest thing I try to do when I'm playing live, is just not worry about, you know, things that can go wrong or whatever, and just play the music that I'm here to play and present that for people as it is, and let them, you know, do what they want with it. Yeah. You can listen, and you know, we're giving it as a gift.
That's great.
You know,
people can hear that gift coming up pretty soon, right? There's your next date is at the People's Food Co-op, is that right?
Yeah, that I will be playing solo, but yeah, May 31st, I will be playing at the People's Food Co-op, which is going to be fun because I've never played there. I'm bringing the marimba, and I think I'm just playing totally acoustic, and it will just be come and buy some food or hang out, sit and by me, and I will play tunes for, I think, an hour and a half or a couple hours. And then we're also, we'll have the full band at the Buttermilk Jamboree, which is in the middle of June, and that's just north of Kalamazoo. And so we'll be playing a late night show there with all four of us. And other local, we have the Hopcat we're playing, and Josh and I are both playing at that. I think that's July 1st. So that's some local shows coming up.
Is there a list of shows where people can find you, or do you have a website?
Yes, great question. The list of shows and the website, I'm part of the Earthwork Music Collective, which is a group of Michigan songwriters, and you can go to earthworkmusic.com, and there'll be all the artists listed, but you can find me, and I'll have the poster up there and all the dates scheduled. And from there, I'm working on my own website, but right now I just have a Didi and the Dreamers. You can Google search it, and you'll find a Facebook page, and you'll find our Reverb Nation page. And Didi is D-E-D-E.
Thank you.
Just for helping for Google search. But there's videos, and there's all kinds of good stuff on there. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank the both of you for coming in and sitting with us today.
Yeah.
We're here with two members of Didi and the Dreamers. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you so much, Craig. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, Craig, it's been wonderful working with the team here, and WMUK is such a pro studio, so thanks for having us.
Right. Thanks, guys.
WMUK contributor Craig Freeman spoke with Didi Alder and Josh Holcomb of Didi and the Dreamers. We just heard an abridged version of the full recording session. There's much more posted at our website, wmuk.org, where you can also find more features from Craig Freeman. The features are produced with help from a grant from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. Martin Clem was the music engineer. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.